In an age of hotel chains boasting hundreds of locations, it is still nice to find some lodgings with the comforts of today, with roots running over a century old, such as the case for this vacation spot special to many. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
Clint Campbell may not have landed in central Washington if it was not for prohibition in Iowa.
My great-grandfather, Clinton Cyrus Campbell, emigrated from Sioux City, Iowa. He was a magistrate in Sioux City when the county voted itself dry. He heard the lure of the opportunities out west, made a couple of probes out here, purchased property that the resort now occupies.
Clint's great-grandfather returned for the rest of his family and built the first restaurant and hotel buildings in 1901.
They'd get up in the morning and the Teamsters would have tied up to their hitching post and were using their water and asking for breakfast. So that was their feasibility study that a hotel was needed here in the Chelan area.
Not only did the Teamsters need a place to stay, but the Campbells realized Lake Chelan would become a tourist spot as well.
This is an extraordinary lake. It's 55 miles long. It begins here in semi-arid eastern Washington area, and the lake is over 1,500 feet deep. It is still pristine.
The lake stretches into the Cascade Mountain Range to the town of Stehekin. Well-to-do tourists from the East Coast were making the trip in the early 1900s.
They'd take a steamer up the Columbia, then a stagecoach up the old Chelan Gorge Road. Then they would take one of the early ladies of the lake, which would have been wood-burning, steam-powered boats, all the way to Stehekin, where there were actually some fairly upscale and sophisticated hotels up there to stay at.
Today, visitors flock to the hotel and restaurant to experience a century-old family tradition. We'll have more next time as we travel the countryside in Chelan, Washington. I'm Andrew McCrae.